Howard, we're visiting here at the Agronomics Vision 2014 conference in Reno, and thank you very much for sponsoring my coverage of this year's conference. Tell us a little bit about your company, how things are going.
Holderman Farm Management is an 83-year-old firm based out of north central Indiana, Wabash specifically. Things are going well in the Eastern Corn Belt. We continue to expand our services that we provide to landowners, be it property management or real estate sales and acquisitions. More recently, we've gotten into representing a few large investment groups and finding or building portfolios of farmland for them. And so that's kind of a new venture for us over the last couple of years, one that's led us to various parts of the country and really emphasizes the need for this kind of conference and for the network opportunities a conference like this provides.
We're kind of partway through the conference here, and I understand we've now got a record attendance officials, last I heard, and memberships up. It sounds like a lot of good things going on in your industry right now.
Well, agriculture in general has really enjoyed a nice 5 to 7 year run economically. And when economics are good, as you might suspect, that attracts new business opportunities, growth opportunities, expansion. And I think one of the things that the society has really emphasized over the last 3 or 4 years is kind of retooling the convention a little bit, always looking at what's cutting edge, what are the topics our members are interested in, but also what are the services our members are providing. One of those things is this asset management service. And we've kind of tooled the conference around where if you were an investor and you were representing a pension fund or a hedge fund or something like that, and you wanted to come to our conference, you could learn a lot about the agricultural space, the industry, how to get into it, and meet some people who could actually execute for you. So I think with that little bit of retooling, it's taken our historic professions, which continue to grow organically, but then expanded them and offering a little different service set and therefore attracting some different people. The state of California, we've got a lot of new members there that have come to the business because they've been attracted to our society because of some of the ways we've retooled this convention.
We've certainly seen in the central U.S., even historic farmland values of late.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, that's got to be really drawing a lot of attention to and increased importance for the kind of work you're doing for your customers.
Well, when you look at the range of farmland values for the Midwest, let's say, and you could see anywhere from $8,000 to $14,000 an acre, if I'm a landowner and I'm looking at that and saying, all right, I really want to sell my farm, but how do I get 14 versus 8? And that's the range, because you can read that from the University of Illinois or Iowa State or Purdue as to what land values are averaging. And I think in Indiana, the best land is somewhere $8,750 an acre, yet I've sold personally farms in the state for 14. So as a landowner, how do I maximize that sale value? Well, finding a firm like ours will help you do that. And I think one of the things that we and other companies have really tried to educate landowners on is that we can help them maximize their sale price. But on the property management side, maybe they want to continue to own the farm. But how do I maximize my rent? Or how do I enhance my rent, but at the same time share risk appropriately with that farm operator? And on the property management side, that's something that a lot of the people attending this convention can do. But it's very important to attend a convention where you learn a lot of education as to what the right way to do it is, what are the new technologies, what are the new techniques. And I think that's one of the real important things of coming to this, is because so many of our guys kind of work in isolation. They work in their region, they represent their landowners, manage farms in that region, but they don't always see what happens in some other state, some other location, some other crops, and it can be extremely beneficial for them to go out and see how other people are doing it.
How important is it, or important can it be for landowners, maybe they're not even actively farming per se, but to work with a farm management company, describe some of those benefits and things that come from having a good relationship with a good firm.
Well, if I were a landowner, one of the key things I want to do is maximize my asset to its fullest potential. And there's two ways I can do that. One is current yield, current income. And so that comes back to what's the right rent for my farm? Maybe it's cash rent. Maybe it's custom hire. Maybe it's some kind of blended rent. Maybe it's a share lease with some certain tweaks to it. And if I'm a landowner and I'm not familiar with today's technology in agriculture, I have no idea what those terms should be. And many times we find that a landowner might be completely satisfied with their rent, but they're 30% or more under fair market. And they don't even know that. So when they work with a firm like ours, they guarantee themselves the opportunity to maximize their current income. And so that's one component of maximizing my assets' potential. The second component is value. And so a lot of other services we as a farm management company can provide are enhancing the farm for long-term value, be it fertility, be it drainage or irrigation, or maximizing the various conservation programs that exist out there and enhancing the farm from an environmental perspective, but also at the same time enhancing its long-term value because you're keeping the soil that you currently have in place. So there's a lot of different services we provide as a manager that goes beyond just maximizing your income. What our landowners typically find is they will make a multiple of our fee in just the income enhancement that we'll provide via the lease negotiations. All the other services we provide, which come down to maximizing the value of that property long term, those come at no charge because in reality they've gotten their multiple of our fee in that income enhancement. But the other things that we can provide can come down to record keeping, be it financial record keeping. We can basically take every burden off their mind with the regard to the management of that asset and make it a very passive situation, something they enjoy owning, and they look at it purely as an enjoyment, and oh, by the way, it generates a really nice return. And so that's our goal as a manager, is to make it that kind of asset that people just love to own.
Let's, before we conclude, get in a little bit of a plug, if you will, for maybe there are some college students or others who are considering a career in farm management or rural appraisal. What would you say to them today?
I think the field is as diverse as it's ever been because agriculture continues to grow and expand in new ways. And you can look at farm management in the past and say, well, it was this or that, and it was homogeneous across the country, except for California. I would argue today that the field of farm management or appraisal is more diverse than ever because there are more different kinds of crops, different kinds of operating systems, different kinds of landowners. And you may choose to represent some large fund in the management of their properties, or you prefer to deal with individual landowners. And you have those opportunities. And a lot of different lease types today. And so you may say, yeah, I want to kind of be a farmer, but I don't have the opportunity to go back to the family farm. Well, a farm manager has that opportunity. You can go and custom hire farms for your landowners, make the seed buying decisions, fertility, pesticides, figure out how to market grain. You can do a lot of those things that a farming operation has to do, even if you don't have that specific opportunity to do it on your own.
Well, thank you very much, Howard Halderman, for visiting with me here and also for sponsoring my coverage for the ASFMRA's Agronomics Vision 2014 Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.